I'm at Bonjour Minuit, which is a very exciting venue in Saint-Brieuc, which has concert halls, several rehearsal studios and recording studios, and I'm here with Maxwell Farrington. I saw your recent concert at TGAF Roche,
yeah.
And I was surprised because I didn't, from what I heard of your shows before, I thought you had a band, but you were playing with backing tracks and a very interesting catalogue of songs, sort of. So you were playing with backing tracks and a really, do you want to tell me about that show? Because it was quite a lively and entertaining show.
Yeah, well, it's when I started singing, or when I first figured out that I could sing and I wasn't terribly awful. It was in Brisbane, in Australia, and every Thursday night there was karaoke, and you could win $50.
Oh, wow.
It was pulled out of a hat. It wasn't like out of merit. But.
Yeah.
So I went every Thursday, and I thought it was great. So I've sort of taken that, where I'm singing to a backing track, but with my own songs. It's kind of a cheat's way of... that way I can... It's horrible to say, but I can drink a bit more excessively, and not have to have the dexterity of playing an instrument.
Okay, we have to put an advisory here for anyone under 18. You didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Maxwell just admitted to drinking on stage, which
yeah.
I think we'll just gloss over. Okay, so that's interesting. So the backing tracks you create yourself, right?
So what, with real musicians in the studio, and the songs are recorded, and then I always ask when it's being mixed to have a version where it's
with no vocals.
Yeah, with no vocals.
Yeah. So tell me about the style, because it was great. I mean, you have these sort of huge musical theatre, epic sort of 60s, 70s, big, you know, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones, that kind of big voice stuff going on, don't you?
Yeah, that would be... because I've got a few projects on the go. One is with a guy from Avignon in the south of France, called Le Super Omar, and he's an incredible producer and arranger. We have a project together called Maxwell Farrington.
So how long have you been doing this show?
I started doing this in maybe 2016,
okay.
Or 2017, before I released anything, really. As soon as I recorded a song in the studio with whoever it was, mainly in Toulouse, this is where I started recording, right. In France. As soon as I had enough material to play a gig. Since 2017.
Okay, so tell us what brought you to France, because you're from Australia, right?
Long story, but I'll cut it short. A friend paid for my ticket to London from Melbourne, where I was living, and then I moved from London to Leeds, and then from Leeds to Marseille. My plan was to meet Kevin Ayres. I'm not sure if you know.
I know Kevin Ayres, yeah. I know of him.
Yeah, so I met his niece in Australia. She was a friend of mine. And so she said, if ever you're in France, I'll give you his address. Well, he was in Montlieu, which was sort of in between Toulouse and Marseille somewhere.
Right.
And so, yeah, I arrived in Marseille with the hope of going to meet him, but I didn't have any money to travel just yet. And then after 3 weeks, he died. So I missed that, but I was in Marseille. And
so what brought you to Saint-Brieuc?
Well, in Marseille, I used to hang out in... art galleries, most of the time because of the vernissage.
Receptions, yeah. I know them well.
And for, I don't know how, but I had this VIP ticket to like this cocktail party.
Right.
And I was wearing, you know, ripped OM shorts,
yeah.
And a sleeveless shirt that I found in a bin.
Yeah.
And everybody was in tuxedos. Yeah. But anyway, I met my now girlfriend there, and then she got a job here in somewhere.
Okay. And so what made you put the show together? I mean, you said you started, I guess, shortly after you arrived here then, in 2017.
Yeah, it took me a couple of years to... Well, because I never wanted to be a singer. I wanted to write songs and have somebody else sing.
But you're a great singer, so that's a surprising admission to say I never wanted to be a singer, you know.
Well, in Marseille, I was a drummer for like this post-New Wave band. But I don't know, it was just easier like to get...
Yeah.
Because I wrote the songs, fuck it, I'll sing them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you put a little band together to record?
Yep.
And then what made you decide to do the show that way, apart from being able to drink more easily?
Oh, well, also, organisation.
Right.
I've got ADHD, so organization is a huge problem for me. And organizing people is...
managing people, managing anything is a real difficult... But in actual fact, TDAH, ADHD aside, managing a band anyway is really difficult, isn't it? Managing different personalities, managing things like rehearsals, organising, you know, concerts and everyone's free, and it can be really, really tricky. So if you have the added disadvantage of not being very good at it, or it being, you know, overwhelming, which it is.
And also, like, overly empathetic. So if somebody says, oh, you know, I can't really make it. Oh, no, it's fine,
no problem. I'll just cancel everything.
Don't worry about it. And then I'm like, oh, fuck.
It only cost me $300. Yeah, fine. So, okay, so you were able to get in the studio, record the songs. You've got an album, haven't you, that's available on vinyl?
I have two solo albums. The first one was stuff that I did mainly in Toulouse.
Right.
I recorded everything in 2017, and it came out in 2021.
Okay.
And then I quickly followed with a Christmas album.
Oh, great.
I recorded the album with a friend of mine, Jan, in Plouin, because during the lockdown, it was sort of like he could write me fake things, you know, saying that I was going to work.
Right,
so
right.
I got the bus from Saint-Brieuc to Plouin, and we recorded every Monday.
Yeah.
Really, I think we did the album in probably 12 hours in total.
Wow, that's great.
And I wrote the songs while we were recording. You can tell that it's a very human album.
Well, that's great, because we're so used to, I don't know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are dabbling in music at home, we're so used to being able to just tinker away for hours and hours, days and days, weeks and weeks, because everything's on a computer now. Nothing is ever finished. And the idea of just going in and doing it, as, you know, we know that some of the greatest albums in the rock catalogue were done in one day or 2 days. Okay, let's look at what you've got planned. What have you got coming up, both gig-wise, concert-wise, and recording-wise? What have you got in the diary?
I've got two albums on the go. One with De Vere, which is my Saint-Brieuc outfit, and it's our third album, and the third album with Le Supermarché. All the demos are done. Now I just have to read a lot of books and somehow get into and write the lyrics.
And your albums are available. I know we talked about the vinyl because I saw you selling them at your concert, but they're online. Do you have them on iTunes usual?
Yeah, it's Bandcamp, I guess, is the easiest way to...
Yeah. But you have got them on the other places as well, or is it just on Bandcamp?
We can listen to them on Spotify.
Right, so they're on Spotify.
Apple Music. Well,
so they're normal.
I have somebody else that does...
I have a man or a woman that does that for me, I know. And so, okay, so that's the recording. So we've got two albums coming up this year. Do you think they'll be finished this year?
No, I think maybe the one with the Super Armour, it'll be finished by the end of the year.
Okay.
But it'll be coming out next year. And De Vere, I hope to have it finished by this year.
Okay.
We'll see. Yeah. Again, I'm not working alone, and the other guys are much more organised than I am.
Right.
But, I still have to write all the lyrics.
Okay. And concert-wise, what's coming up?
Oh, we just did a gig in La Rochelle, Franz Ferdinand.
Great.
And, it was a complete sensation.
Yeah. So, what have you got coming up in late summer, July, August? Have you got much?
And I've got a couple of gigs lined up.
Great, Maxwell, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thanks for coming on Spotlight.
Absolute
on Brittany.
Absolute pleasure.
And I look forward to seeing you in concert somewhere. And have you got a website that we listeners can...
No, you can type Maxwell Farrington into Google and...
And we'll find you that way.
And my OnlyFans, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all of it.
Great, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Cheers. You.